Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Deuteronomy chapter 31 in the World English Bible, and it says this. Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. He said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no more go out and come in. Yahweh has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. Yahweh, your God himself, will go over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua will go over before you as Yahweh has spoken. Yahweh will do to them as he did to Sihon and to Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. Yahweh will deliver them up before you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandment which I have given you, commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or scared of them, for Yahweh your God himself is he who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land which Yahweh has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Yahweh himself is he who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests of the sons of Levi who bore the ark of Yahweh's covenant to all the elders of Israel. Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every season, every 7 years, in the set time of the year of release, in the Feast of Booths, when all Israel has come to appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he will choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones and the foreigners who are within your gates, that they may hear, learn, fear Yahweh your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known may hear and learn to fear Yahweh your God, as long as you live in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. Yahweh said to Moses, behold, your days approach that you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tent of meeting, that I may commission him. Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tent of meeting. Yahweh appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood over the tent's door. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to hear you. We want to experience you, and we thank you so much that we have this opportunity every single day just to hear your word. Even with Pray Every Day, we get to hear your word every single day. We get to hear from you. We get to know your heart. We get to know what it is that you want from us. So we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for this, the richness of your word, the beauty of it. Lord, we thank you that you are encouraging the nation of Israel to do something difficult, and that is to be strong and courageous, not to be afraid. You are the one who goes before us. You will not fail or forsake us. And so, Lord, as we are poised to conquer a day or a week or a month, or we have some fears about the future, you have commanded us not to be afraid. And I know that throughout the Bible it says, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, fear not, fear not, fear not. And yet, Lord, that is where I have been living. I'm just going to be super honest and just say that's where I've been living. I've been living in fear and the land of the what ifs. And so, Lord, if there's someone listening today that's living in the land of what if this happens, what if that happens, what if I do this, what if they do that, Lord, that is a terrible place to live, and it has caused me great anxiety and an ulcerated stomach and all of that. Lord, teach us to live in light of Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or scared of them. Oh, Lord, so many of us are afraid of other people. I know I am. It says, for Yahweh, your God himself is who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Lord, we have you. And because we have you, we desire nothing else on earth. You who are in us is greater than he that is in the world. You are greater than the people we're afraid of. You're greater than the calamities that befall us. You're greater than ill health. You're greater than a broken, contentious relationship. You're greater than wayward children or wayward parents. You're greater than a broken friendship. You're greater than every fear that we've ever had. You're greater than that. So Lord, help us to live in light of your greatness and to walk with courage and strength. Lord, we can't do that without you, and so we rely today on your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thank you to all of you who support the podcast this way. This literally helps to put the podcast on. It's exactly what it is. I pay for William and all the hard work that he does, and Kristen and all the hard work she does behind the scenes to get this going. So thank you to all of you. And also thanks to all of you who pray for this podcast. I could really use your prayer as we move forward. Thank you so much, and have an amazing day.